What kid did not look forward to recess? In fact, we would sit there, and about quarter after 10, you could see a bunch of little heads looking at that big regulator clock, tick tock, tick tock, and wondering, oh my gosh, it's still 15 minutes. Recess was a big deal. I don't think of a game that we didn't all play together. One of our favorite games, we call it Annie I Over, where you have two teams, one on each side of a building. And the building was usually the pump house because the school was too tall. So the idea was you had a rubber ball and you threw it over the building in such a way that it had to bounce on the roof on the other side. And whoever caught, if someone caught it, and they usually did, then they would run around to the other side and touch one of us with the ball or throw the ball at us. And then that person joined the other side. And that was Annie I Over. And that was just great, great fun. We played a lot of other games too. We played kick the can. That's language we still use today, kick the can down the road. Well, it was a game that we played, and it was a kind of a hide and seek thing. First thing was it would count off to 25 and everybody went and hid. And then you went looking for them, and if you were too far away looking for somebody, another kid would come up and kick the can. The teacher was by and large out there playing with us and showing us how to do these games from the time we were little tykes. There were many. Drop the handkerchief was another one. Run sheep run was another one. In the winter we played fox and geese and snowball fights and all that kind of stuff. However, once we got to March, softball took over. We did not play what we called hardball. And why? Because, well, we couldn't afford it, I guess, to have a baseball. But nobody had a glove. We didn't know about gloves. You could catch a softball with your bare hands, but a hardball, that was another thing. So there wasn't any baseball. At any given year, we'd have probably a dozen, maybe, that were playing softball. And six would work, but not very well. So that's what we did work up. Work up was one of those games where, let's say that you said, well, today's my turn to be batter. And as long as you were able to hit the ball and run around the bases, you stayed as the batter. As soon as you were out, then you moved on. So you moved, everybody moved around. If you're out in the outfield, left field, you moved to center field, then you moved to right field, then you moved to shortstop, and so on. And so everybody got a chance to play every position, and everybody got a chance to bat and pitch and all the rest of it. It was a wonderful way to learn how to play every position. If you're in first grade and you want to play ball, you could play ball. And somebody would show you how to do it. And they'd show you how to hold the bat, how to swing the bat. And you didn't have to run all the way to first base. You could, halfway was good enough. And also, you got as many strikes as it took to hit the ball. Now, the ball diamond itself, first base, you encountered a box elder tree that was about 15 feet tall, scrawny. Once you got to first base, which was quite an achievement because it was a fair hike and it was uphill to get to first base. Now, to go to second base, you had to go further uphill. And second base was a black oak tree of some considerable size. And if you thought you were going to slide into second base like you maybe had read about in the paper someplace, well, you're not going to slide into second base without killing yourself. So you'd hustle towards second base and then quietly come up to it and hold on to it. Because when you were off base, not when you stepped off base, but when you're no longer holding on to the tree. That was a little special rule that we had. Now, once you got to second base, the idea was that you ought to have it a little bit easier the rest of the way around the bases. So third base was a white oak tree, and it was right against the pump house, and that was downhill now. And it was, the distance wasn't as great. And then third base home was even further downhill. I mean, as it should be. If you could get to third base, you oughtn't have to run uphill. You could run back downhill. And if you knew how to hit the ball, and some of us did, you hit it so that it would only fly about 8-10 feet high, because otherwise it'd end up in one of these trees. And if you hit it about 10 feet high, it might get over the fence out on the road, and that was a home run. And that was a really big deal. We played on that diamond all spring and on up through May. And we played with the neighbor schools on occasion. And our teacher, Faith Jenks at the time, was a friend of the teacher at the Dopp School, which was on the other side of Wild Rose. And the Dobbs School had never been here before, to this place, to this Channel Lake School. They had never seen our ballpark. Oh, park is the wrong word. Our ball diamond. And so they came over here in the teacher's car. And the teacher got out, she took one look and says, "We cannot play on this ball diamond. We cannot play in the woods." And Faith Jenks just sort of rolled her eyes and didn't say anything. She said finally, "Do you want to play ball or not?" I forgot to point out that the Dobb team came, the catcher came with a great big mitt. I mean, the thing was as big as a watermelon. My gosh, the first baseman also had a glove, and that was part of the discussion, because Faith said, "We cannot play with a team that has gloves. We don't have gloves." And of course, the Dobb teacher said, "We don't play in the woods." So the compromise was playing in the woods, the gloves stayed. So, Jim Colca is the pitcher. I'm on first base. Dave Colca is on second base. My brother Donald is out in outfield. My brother Daryl is out in the outfield. Mildred Sendrazinski, maybe she was catching. She's a good player. And the first player they put up to the plate was this enormous kid. The kid must have been 5.5 feet tall, maybe taller than that. And I bet the kid weighed 150 pounds. He's a big kid, great big old farm kid. He grabbed up the bat. We only had one bat. He grabbed up the bat like it was a piece of kindlingwood. And I could see standing on first base, there was poor Jim, and he's beginning to perspire. I can see that. And I say, "Jim, throw your screwball." And Jim winds up and he pitches his screwball. And it went right over the plate, and this enormous player, he whacks this ball. He hit it as hard as he could. And one of the advantages of Jim's screwball is almost always the ball shot straight up in the air. It did not go straight ahead like it should. It shot straight up in the air and it ended up in second base. Remember, second base is the black oak tree? It's way up in second base. And the big husky guy runs all the way around because the ball is stuck up in the tree. And we're all standing there. It's a great quiet came over the game. Dave Colca had been in the circumstance before. And he stood under the tree looking up, and all of a sudden there was a little sound and the ball comes drifting down and he catches it. And our teacher, Faith, says, "Out!" And the Dobb teacher is just furious. And our teacher reminds her, "I forgot to tell you, but that's the rule of the tree." Well, the game continued the rest of the afternoon, and we ended up smoking them something like 10-5 because they couldn't figure out how to play ball in the woods.